Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. So let's be honest with ourselves. When most people think about leadership skills, they might think of things like strategy or vision or, you know, giving directions. Those things might come to mind. But there is a skill that I've talked about before that I'm going to push again that really separates good leaders from great ones, and it is listening. So it's not just about hearing what people are saying. It's really about listening to what people are saying. So there is a difference there. You may be thinking, I listen all the time and I hear people talk all the time. But the difference is that hearing is passive. Listening is active. Actively listening means that we give our full attention to the speaker or speakers. We notice not just words that they're saying, but the tone and the body language, and sometimes even what is left unsaid or reading between those lines. When we listen effectively, we do unlock a few of those large benefits. So the first one is that we begin to understand what's really going on or what our employees are trying to tell us. People don't always say exactly what they mean, and it may be because they don't know how to come across or they're fearful of saying too much. Sometimes these real issues, they get buried. So here's an example that you can do. If a team member says something like, everything's fine with the project, when you ask how things are doing, but maybe you notice a little pause or hesitancy, or their voice was fine, but you notice their face wasn't, you might dig a little bit deeper with a coaching type question, such as, well, tell me more about how that's going. Or, what? How great, how is this part of the project going? You may actually uncover challenges or roadblocks that they may be not comfortable initially sharing with you, but by you asking a question, now they're willing to do that. So by listening closely, you really can prevent those small problems from becoming bigger ones, because we can truly understand a context of what they're saying before making decisions, for example. Active listening can also really build trust, and it does help our team members with the connection and feeling heard and valued. They open up more as well. They might be willing to share those ideas they kept, you know, from sharing with you. Maybe they're giving feedback on something, and maybe they're starting to own their mistakes. And that's because listening communicates respect and validation. So think about the last time someone really listened to you, like you knew they were hearing and listening to you. Not just that nod, or, you know, they were doing something else while they were talking to you, but truly heard you. How did it make you feel? Chances are you probably felt really valued. You probably felt understood and maybe even motivated. And that's exactly what you want your team to experience. And it, by the way, is surprisingly rare in workplaces to find this. So definitely work towards it. Listening can also help us come up with some better solutions. Best solutions already live within your team. They really do. And as leaders, we don't have them all. As a leader, your job isn't always to provide the answer, but sometimes turning around and asking questions and listening to find solutions to problems. So by letting your team consider their ideas and their solutions, you actually empower them to start to take some ownership. And when people start to take ownership, it really does lead to more accountability and even better execution of projects or tasks or other work. Listening allows us to notice patterns as well. So when you hear similar concerns or ideas repeatedly coming, you can gain insight also into where processes may be able to improve, what motivates your team, or maybe they're all struggling on the same thing. So how do you actually practice this? So the first thing is you need to be fully present when someone is talking to you. Put away your distractions. Yes, I mean those cell phones. Close that laptop. Focus on the person in front of you. Put your pen down, whatever it is you need to do, so that the only thing you're focusing on is the person speaking. Another one that you can do is what I call the pause, the awkward pause. After asking a question to your team member or maybe to the group, resist the natural urge to fill in the silence. The awkward silence works. They are real, true gold. People sometimes need time to process their thoughts and ideas around a question you may have for them. Or, hey, everybody, we have this problem. I would like some of your solutions. Give people time to process their thoughts. We're all different. Some of us will have thoughts right away, and some of us will need a minute or two. Sometimes these awkward silences come up with really, really great ideas. I also want you to try to reflect and maybe even clarify when people are talking to you to make sure that what you heard is what they wanted to say. It's that communication to be understood and understand. So to summarize, you could say something as similar, or sorry, as simple as, "Hey, Tara, so what I'm hearing you say is this," or "It sounds like you're saying that. Is that correct?" It really can absolutely show you where there could be communication gaps, and you can learn how to communicate better with each other so that you can be understood correctly. And then ask questions. Don't just tell all the time. Instead of immediately offering a solution to a question, let's hear what they have to say first. It builds trust, it allows them to share their ideas, and maybe that solution you wanted to share with them is now the worst one out there or the bottom of the barrel. So, what can you do? We'll ask, how would you approach ABC? Or what do you think would work with this problem? It's a coaching approach, and it really does encourage more ownership, empowerment, and learning as well, because we want everybody to learn and grow. So, as usual, I have a challenge for you this week. In your next one-on-one or even in a team meeting, I want you to focus on your active listening more than your speaking. I want you to ask questions and give space for people to answer, even if you get the awkward silence. Pause, just let them think, let them reflect on it. Summarize if you need to ensure your understanding, of course, but then also notice how the conversation starts to shift when you truly listen to what people have to say. Remember, leadership isn't just about how much you say or how fast you act, because it's about the team. It's about how well you listen and how well the team is allowed to feel empowered to provide you with feedback and solutions as well. The more you practice, the more your team will trust you. They may actually lead by example and start listening to each other better. They'll own their own work and they'll start to thrive. I've just launched a brand new leadership community for leaders of all levels, from those interested in leadership to business owners all the way to the top, where we dive into topics like this every week. It's a space to grow, reflect, and connect with other leaders who are doing all the hard work the same as you. If this sounds like something you'd like to explore, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca/community-info. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building those strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on our community, programs, coaching, and more at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.